Nisechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, five lines on the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph Mem Beis. Previously, the Gemara brought a memra that was relevant to our Mishnah from Achar Rab Chanina, Amr Rab Asi, Amr Rab Yechron. And the Gemara now continues with another three memories from the same Amroyim, and Amr Rab Achar Rab Chanina, Amr Rab Asi, Amr Rab Yechron, at Kam and Vorchan Al Chodesh. And as we know, every single month we make a bracha on Kiddush Lavana, and until when could you make that bracha? And Rab Yechron teaches us, Achar Tismali Pigamasa, until the missing part of the Lavana is full. And the Gemara now asks for Kama, and what is that shear? And the Gemara brings two Manda Urmim that explain the words of Rabbi Echron as Umr Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, Umr Rabbi Yehuda Ad Shiva, that someone could make the bracha of Kiddush Levana until the seventh day of the month, and L'chira Ad V'Ad B'chlal, and it means until the end of 7 days after the Mailud. However, Nadoy Umri Ad Shisha Asa, and one can say Kiddush Levana until 16 days after the Mailud. Certainly, this is until Rav the Chodesh and Ad V'Loya B'chlal. Rashi explains, and the Yad Ramah states, Nafkamina, the Eloi Baruch B'yay Makama, Kol Kama Delay Nismala Pegimasa, Matzal of Ruchay Alau, Akati Minka, Chidushi Desira, as it's still recognizable, that's still the beginning of the month, and it's still the new moon. And it's mashma both from Rashi and from the Yad Ramah, that certainly is reason Makdim al Mitzvahs, and certainly someone should make the bracha as close to the new moon as possible. The Gemara will explain the Shitas of Rabbi Akiva Idi in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and Nadoy in a moment. However, Rashi explains the words of Rabbi Echron, that Rabbi Echron stated at the Shemali Pikimasa, Aval Basir Hachi Loi Shaykh Lameima Mechadish Chadashim, as the moon is already old, and we continue in Daf Mem Beis and Aleph, and the Gemara states with Tabar Rabbi Echron Svirlu, that both Rabbi Yehuda and Nadoi really agree to Rabbi Echron, and explaining the words of Rabbi Echron, the basis for the Machlekes is that Rabbi Yehuda holds Halam Hevi Ki Yisra, Halam Hevi Ki Nafya, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that the missing piece of the Levana, the Rabbi Echron is referring to is the missing piece of the beginning of the Levana, which is of course up to a quarter of the month, which is at the point that the moon looks like a filled in bow. However, Nadoi holds that you can make the bracha of the Chadash Chadashim for the entire period of time that the moon is waxing and the moon is still getting larger, and of course that's the point that the moon is a full moon and it looks like a filled in round sieve. The Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Acha Medifta L'Ravina. So Rav Acha Medifta, he asked the following question, Ravina, that L'Chayr according to Rav Yehuda, in a chenami, after 7 days, you may not be able to say a bracha of mechadish chadashim, but v'livra chatayva ametiv, you should at least be able to make the bracha of atayva ametiv. And as Rashi at the top of Amin explains that the bracha of atayva ametiv makes sense and is appropriate, shekol shahu ametiv lana b'milu atamid shemesefel zohei aloilam, the moon is increasing its light to the world, therefore it's good for a person, and it's good for other people as well, and that pshat atayv, that is good for me, v'ametiv, and it's also good for other people. The Gemara continues, Amar Leih, the Ravina responds to Rav Acha Medifta, Artu ki chasa mima vachin and dayin emes, the liver chatei v'ametiv, that certainly once the moon is getting smaller and it's waning, we don't make a bracha of dayin emes, and therefore we don't make a bracha of chatei v'ametiv. However, the Gemara asks, v'lo vachin ol tabayu, Hagufa is our question, that we should make a bracha of chatei v'ametiv while it's waxing, and when it's waning, we should make a bracha of dayin emes. And the Gemara explains, kiva dahinu urchei lima vachinon, that since it is a standard part of nature, therefore you don't make a bracha of dayin emes, and you also don't make a bracha of atayva metiv. As Rashi says, dahinu orche b'chol chodesh b'riyas ha'ilam k'minhagahi ve'in kan din puranius b'chisreina v'loi hatvasan l'lanu chesed b'mliyasa, that doesn't show puranius and doesn't show a special hatava when the moon is waxing and waning. Therefore, you can't make a bracha of atayva metiv or dayin emes. We learned our Gemara based on Rashi that it seems the Gemara was asking that any time that the moon is waxing, then we should make a bracha atayva metiv. And any time that the moon is waning, we should make a bracha of dayin emes. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who says v'livre chal levana kishet ismalei, and smashma that only havmina would be that exactly on the 15th day, when it's at its fullest point, then we should say atayva metiv. And similarly, when the moon gets to its smallest point at the end of the month, then we should say dayin emes. The Gemara continues v'amr rabachar rabchinina amr rabasi amr rabichran, and we have another member from the same man amrim at kolam mevorach al chidish bezmano kila mekal pnei shchina. If someone says Kiddush HaChodesh in its proper time, then it's considered like his Mekal Pnei Hashchina. As Ksav Hachim, Pasha's boy, when Moshe is told about Kiddush HaChodesh, the Pasuk states, HaChodesh HaSeh Elochem Reish Chadoshim, Rishim Elochem Lechotche HaShana, V'Ksav Hasam, and says in Pasha B'Shalach, by Kriyas Yamsov, Ozi V'Zimras Ka, by Hidu Lushua, Zakeh Levan Veyu, Elokei Ovi V'Aremenu, and we know that by Kriyas Yamsov, Klai Yisrael is able to point at Kadosh Baruch Hu, and they said, Zakeh Levan Veyu, and as we know, Rosh HaShiv Chal Yam, Mashalei Rosh also Yecheskel ben Buzi. Therefore, when the pasuk tells us Achodesh Hazel Ochem, so we learn that's Keilu Mekal Pnei Hashchina. And therefore, the Gemara says Tanu Rabbi Shmuel that we learned in a brisa from the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel and Moli Leizoch Yisrael Achpu Pnei Avirus Bashmayim Kol Chodesh Dayim. If Klai Yisrael would only be able to be Mekabel the Father in heaven once a month, and they would only be able to say the bracha of Kiddush Achodesh, then that would be enough. And as Rashi says, Dayon Ilu Leizoch LeMitzvah Cheres El Lezu Shemekal Pnei Hashchina Pamachas Bechodesh Kol Hamorim Megzir Shavo. That itself would be a major accomplishment, because by saying the bracha of Kiddush HaChodesh, it's considered like a Mekal Pnei Hashchina. Therefore, Amar Baya, Hilchach Nemiru Me'umad. So although generally we have a klal that we say brachos while we were sitting and we have Yishuv Hadas, however, Kiddush Levana should be said standing as you be Mekal Pnei Hashchina. And as Rashi states, Me'umad Bayi Levuchay Me'pnei Kvayt Shechina Shu Mekabel. The Gemara continues, Mareimu Mazutra Mekasfi Mevarchi, that Mareimu Mazutra was so old and they really couldn't walk outside by themselves, since it was so important to Mekadosh Levana, so they had their Shamasim carry them outside on their shoulders, and this way they were able to be Mekadosh Levana. Some agurus, as we have in parentheses, Mekasfi Adodi Mevarchi, that they were older and they would go outside and they would stand and they would lean on each other, and even though generally when someone leans it's not considered like they're standing, but the Maisa, since it was like being Mekal Pnei Hashchina and they couldn't stand on their own, so they did this in order to show Kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as Abaye stated, Hilchach Nemirnu Me'umad, and the Gemara continues, Omli Rav Acha Rav Ashi, B'marav Mevarchi, Baruch Mechadosh Chadoshim, then Eretz Yisrael, which is in the west, they make a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Al Kelim Al Chaylam, Mechadosh Chadoshim, and Omli Rav Ashi, Yispanch Rav Acha, Hay Noshi Yidon, Nami Mevarchi, that this small bracha is something that women could also say, and there's nothing special about this bracha, and it must be that there's more to this bracha, and Ayin Mefarshim, that explain this Gemara a bit deeper. However, Rav Ashi continues, Elik Rabbi Yehuda, the proper bracha to make when being Mekadosh Levana is as follows. The Amr Rabbi Yehuda, that you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alokinu Mel Chaylam, Hashem B'mari, Baruch Chokim, Uvruach Pil Kol Savam, Chokuz Man Noslam Shalei Shtanen Zavkidim, Sosum Smechim Last Tein Kainam, Poyil Emesh Yepolos and Emes, V'lavana Omesh Ad Eskarish, Sateres Tferes Lamusi Vatin, Shem Esinu Eskarish Kameisa, Ulefer Liyetum Hashem Kvein Machusai, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechadosh Chadoshim. Based on Rashi, the explanation of this bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim using only his words, and as we know, Basar Mamari is Nivra Olam, and that is the explanation of the words of the bracha, Hashem Mamari Baruch Chokim Uvruach Piv Kol Tzavam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Choyk and a Zman that they should never change and their orbit should always remain the same. They are very happy to go out and do the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as Rashi breathes down, Sosim Usmechim Kedachsiv Yosis Kegibo Loyer Tzarech, and the bracha continues and discusses the moon that Poyle Emes Shepulos and Emes, that the moon is like a faithful worker, and it continues to do it to Ratziv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the bracha continues, Levana Omash Shetishadesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Levana to keep renewing itself every single month, and that Teres Tferes Lamusi Vatan Shem Ashidin Skadish Kameisa, and this is a crown of splendor, Klai Yisrael that is Kavayachal carried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time in the womb, they will also renew themselves just like the moon, and Klai Yisrael will then praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we end off, Baruch Ata Hashem Chadish Chadoshim, that you're the one that renews the month. And Ayin Rashi Ateres Tferes Hizu La Musay Beten Simenu Hulahem Sha'af Heim Shemainu La, that even Klai Yisrael that counts towards the moon as we go based on a lunar cycle, Asidin L'Shadish Begedlusan Kemaisa Ulefer Yitzram. Based on Rashi, we explain that the word Payalemes refers to the moon that is a trustworthy worker of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Ayin Tezu brings down this Pshat of Rashi as Perisha Kuntra She'im Mishan and Sidron Be'istagur is Payalemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koi. That's actually referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheba Emes Uvedim Miyata, that it was proper for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mayat the moon, L'Hachi Kham Basachi, and therefore the Smichas of the Bracha makes a lot of sense, that we say right afterwards, O Levana Omer Shetes Chadish, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Levana that you should make yourself bigger, and eventually, L'Asad Lavoi, it will once again be as large as the sun. And our Gemara continues and quotes a Pasuk in Mishlei that states, Ki Besach Bulois Tassel Lacham Lachama, Ushua is Burev Yayet, and Omer Abach Rab Chlina, Omer Asi Amar Bechon, and once again we have a member from Rabbi Achbar Bechina in name Rabbi Asi in name Rabbi Bechon, and he explains the pasuk b'miatam meitzim lechamta shatayra mishiyesh biyadeh chavilus chavilus shel mishnah. And the way to understand the beginning of the pasuk is that the ones that will fight the battle of Torah are the ones that have bundles of mishnayis, and therefore they're ready to fight the battle of Torah. And Rashi explains lechamta shatayra v'yisel v'lamed al buryo v'al ikra, that they will be able to paskin and understand the write pshat in the Torah, loy ka'odam ha'mepulpo b'chudad ba'svara v'loy lom mishnayi subreis ha'be, as even if a person is a major lamdin and he's very sharp and he's a ba'svara, however he didn't learn a lot of mishnayis and breises, he won't be able to paskin properly as kimhechon yiskalo asoid ala b'bal mishnayis ha'be, and the only time that you could paskin properly is only if you have a lot of knowledge, she mitzdarach loy tam b'kan yilam denim etech mishnacheres oy mikshle dov al dovo yov metech mishnayis ha'be shibiyodoy ha'mari plain hi sheshemunu b'mokam achar oy mekach ayin shom. The Gemara continues, Kuri Rabisav Anafshei, the Pasuk in Mishlei that states, V'rav Tvois B'Kriach Shah. And Taisus explains that since Rabbi Yosef's name was Yosef, so therefore he compared himself to Yosef at Tzaddik, who is also compared to Ashar. As Taisus states, Mishum de Yosef Ikri B'Khar Shah, Kedachsiv B'Khar Shah Yahadaloi, the Pasuk states, V'rav Tvois, that he has a lot of Tuah, and as Taisus points, Baal Shmuz Hu Baal Chitin, that a person that knows a lot of memories is a Baal Chitin, Kedama, as the Gemara in Hiris teach us, HaKol Tzuch Lamar Chitya, V'Arminim B'Shil Yahiris, to Rabbi Yosef Sinai, to Rabbi Yosef was Sinai, he was a Baki B'Khol Terek Kula, and therefore he applied this Pasuk to himself. And in regard to Rabbi Yosef, we would also apply the previous idea of B'miyat HaMetzim L'Chavta Shal Torah, B'mishyesh B'yodei Chavil L'Chavil Shal Mishnah. And Ayin HaMagol Yisrael, who brings down the famous Gemara at the end of Masech Tesaita on Daf Mem Tesam Beis, where the Gemara stated, Kishemes Rebbe Batla Nova, and Rabbi Yosef said to the Tana, Leitisne Anova, the Ika Na, and in our Gemara it seems that Rabbi Yosef was actually saying something which doesn't seem to be in the Derech Anova, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, the Tana Kama stated, Echleim B'Shtei Shois V'Echleim B'Shol Shois, Eidus and Kayames. The Gemara points out that even though the Tana Kama says that the Eidus would be Mekuyim, since they only contradicted each other up to an hour, and as we already explained, we really could understand the words of the Eidim that they're not being Cholik at all. However, Omer Abshim Ba'ashi Leishano Al Shois, this is only if the Eidim actually testified regarding specific hours. However, Avol Echad Oyim Kodem Etzachama VeEchad Oyim La'achan Etzachama Eidusim B'Teila, if one of the Eidim would say that this Maisa occurred before Netzachama and the other said it happened after Netzachama, then it's clear that they're contradicting each other and therefore Eidusim B'Teila. And the Gemara asks Pshita that this din seems to be Pashut. Therefore, the Gemara explains Rav Shimon Ba'ashi really meant to teach us Ela Echad Oyim Kodem Etzachama, that one Eid said that this Maisa occurred before Neitz VeEchad Oyim Be'an Neitz, and one said it happened exactly at Neitz, and therefore Eidusim B'Teila. And once again, the Gemara is Pshita that this also seems to be Pashut, as prior to Netzachama, the orb of the sun is not visible, and at the moment of Netzachama, the orb of the sun is already visible, and therefore it seems to be Pashut that they contradict each other. And the Gemara responds, Marotim Habigluyakai Vizuri Ba'amuhu Dechaza Kamash 1, that one may think that we could explain that both the Eidim are really discussing the same point, and really this Maisa occurred prior to Netzachama, but since it was after Muda Shachar, and there was already a lot of light in the world, the second Eid that said that this Maisa occurred exactly at Netzachama, he actually thought that it was so much light, and therefore he thought that he saw the orb of the sun that came over the horizon, but really that did not occur, and really they were talking about the same moment and not contradicting each other, and therefore their testimony should be Mekuyim and should be valid, and Kamash Blon, that we don't say that, and since one of the Eidim said that happened prior to Netzachama, and one said that I actually saw the orb of the sun, then certainly they contradicting each other, and therefore Eidusim B'Teila. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, V'akei machnisen sasheni u'boikei yisai, and the Mishnah then taught us, if one of the Talmidim say that Yeshu l'amad lov schos, manal o'yisai u'meshim reisir b'nein, v'lo yoyeri misham kol yoyim kulai, and the Miesh mamish b'dvarev shoymen lai, and it's mashma from the Mishnah that we bring that Talmid up and he would sit together with the rest of the Bezdin, and he would only sit there during that day. And the Gemara asks, o'yisai yoyim v'su'loi, is it true that he would only sit there that day and not any other day? But Vatanya would learn to the Braisa, Miesh Mamish B'dvarav Le'yari Misham La'ilam, that if the Talmud brings up a valid point, then he would not leave Bezdin forever. V'mei Mamish B'dvarav, and he doesn't bring up a valid point, and Yari Kalyan Kulai, Kadesh Le'y Te'yali Yasa Yeridloi, then he would not leave that entire day. And as Rashi says, Yeridloi, Shemir Yidu Hayayim La'in Kal, Bushahiloi, L'maisa we see, Miesh Mamish B'dvarav Le'yari Misham La'ilam. And the Gemara explains, Amabayad, Abai explains, Taguma, Yemei Mamish B'dvarav, that in Chanami, when a Mishnah stated that is only where imamish b'dvarav, and add the Mishnah actually continues im yesh mamish b'dvarav shaymim loy, and on that the Mishnah doesn't tell us, but the din would be that in yerim misham loylam. And Ainim Iriu points out that even though our Gemara says that if yesh mamish b'dvarav then in yerim misham loylam, however certainly this Talmud wasn't installed onto the Bezdin, as Bezdin can't be more than 23, and therefore he explains means that when the Gemara states in Yordim Misham La'ilam, it only means that the Talmud would not leave the Bezdin for that entire Din Torah, and even if that Din Torah takes multiple days, however, if Eimamish Bedvarv, then he would only stay on that day, and the next day he would already not be part of the Bezdin. And Ayin Rishonim will explain, when we mention Yordim Misham La'ilam, it just means that he would be next in line to receive Smicha and become part of Bezdin when there was a need for another Dayin. The Gemara continues and quotes a Mishnah that Matzalei Sklos Patru, however, if they think that he'll be Chayiv, then they had to have Halana Sadin. The Mishnah mentions, the Gemara states, why is it that the Yonim could not drink wine? And Amr of Achar Bar Chinina, as Amr Kras, the Pasuk of Mishnah states, will raise them a Sheikha, and the Pasuk Pshat is that it's not proper for a leader to become drunk. However, our Gemara explains the word raise them as if it says Lashon Raz, which is a secret, and we learn Ha'iskim Barazi Shel Oilam Al Yishtakru, that those that are involved with the secrets of the world, they should not become drunk. Nayin Tesis Hainu Din Nefashay did this specifically when someone is judging Din Nefashay's Avalei Din Mameis, but it's not referring to someone that's judging Din Mameis. V'Hada Oma Shasri V'Is Yayin Al Yira Hainu Harad Isav Heta, that is specifically talking about a Rav Isav Heta, but by Din Mameis this Issa doesn't apply. In the Bach, that the reason why Tesis says that this is only speaking about Din Nefashay's is because of the Lashon Raz. This is based on a pasuk in Tehillim that states Ve'Yishlach Razan B'Nafsham, and this is specifically dealing with Misa, V'Chol Lashon Razan Hu Chesaron Ve'Ibud Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and now discusses the last part of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah mentioned that although there are times that we have to add on to a Bezdin of Chaf Gimel, however, Bezdin can never total more than 71 Dayanim, and the Mishnah then discusses that what happens if you have a Bezdin of Ayin Aleph and you still have a hung Bezdin and they can't come to a decision, as done in Elu Keneged Elu, Ashira Echem and Amachayv and Divrei Amazakin, and Rashi pointed out that the same would be the opposite if Yura Echem and Amazakin, Divrei Amachayv. The Gemara asks, Loi Romai, what would happen if they're not able to actually get to a final verdict? Either 35 say that he's innocent, 35 say that he's guilty, and one says in Yodea, or 36 say that he's guilty, and 35 say that he's innocent, and you don't have a Toyal Pishnayim. Rab Acha Paitrin Eisai, so Rab Acha says that the person would be Pata, Vechen Rabbi Echlon Paitrin Eisai, Amalir Apopal Abaye, Velifti Remei Yikara, since at the end result, you go to Patrim, so why don't we Patrim as quickly as possible, as we have a Din of Atzilu Eida, and Amalay and Abaye respond to Rabbi Papa, Hachi Am Rabbi Echlon, Kadesh Leitzum, Bezum Ruvavin, if you Patrim too quickly, that people will say that really he's guilty, and Bezum was too quick in rendering a judgment, and as Rashi says, Rashi states, Velifti Remei Yikara, Mishay Sifu, Adshim Vechod, Venechlu, Lamanum Achma Dabal, Lodun Elu Kneged Elu, Mi Isla Adui, Basachaiba, why should we try to make this person guilty? And Rabbi Yechon explained, Kadesh Lo Yetzum Bezen Muvavin, Kanai Le Bezen Sheyetzum Machlekes, Vein Yoidin Ligmas Hadin. And the Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, and we bring another version as to what Rabbi Papa stated, as Amri Rabbi Papa Labaya, Volam Li Yesifu, that even originally, once we had a Bezen of Chav Gimel, and there was a Shaila as to how to Paskin, and either it was a hung Bezen, or one Dayan said, In Yedea, why do we have to be Mesifin, Lifter and Beidina Kama, but immediately they should patter him? And Rashi states, Lom Mesifim Mishnech Kora Yushanim Yedainu Elu Keneged Elu Imra Echad Me'ilu Tivra Elu Hare Toiv Vim Lav Yifteru Amalei. And Abai responds, Rabbi Yisi Koi Kavosech that in Chanami Rabbi Yisi holds like Yoshita the Tanis we learned to the Braisa Rabbi Yisi Eimer Kashen Shem Mesif Al Bezen Shel Shem Echad, just like we won't add on to a Bezen of 71 Kachi Mesif Al Bezen Shel Asim Shleisha, that we won't add on to a Bezen that started with 23. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanon, we learned to the Braisa Eimer Bedin Mamis Nizdakin Adin Vein Eimer Bedin Nefashis Nizdakin Adin, that although B'negei Adin Mamreis, we say that a case became old, we wouldn't say that B'negei Adin Nefashis. The Gemara is unsure as to the term of Nizdakin Adin, and therefore the Gemara asks, my Nizdakin Adin, as Ilei Makashtina, as if you're going to say that the Din became hard, and therefore you have to delay the Din, and you have to think about it even more clearly. So Ipchemi Bailei, then Lachiri, the opposite is true, as if it's Din Mamreis, that's not such a major deal if they will pass in quickly, but if there's a very difficult Shaila, then certainly B'negei Adin Nefashis, you should have to wait and contemplate in order to make sure that you're not killing an innocent person. And as Rashi states, and therefore, we switch around the words of the Braisa, and really the Braisa meant to say, however, Rav Ashi says that our version of Braisa is actually proper, and you shouldn't reverse the Braisa, or mine is Dakan Adin, Chacham Dina, that when the Braisa stated is Dakan Adin, it means that the din ter was decided properly and wisely. And Rashi states, "Yofa manu aburio ve'inechem menu tzorach lahapik l'daktik bayi," that we actually paskin properly and we don't have to daktik in this any further. Certainly, it is proper to say by din mamres. However, the Brisa teaches us in oim v'din nefashis is daktik nedin, and as Rashi states, "Ve'in oim came v'din nefashis she'af m'she gamru imidaktik ha'echad v'yimtzalei tzchus machzina sedin." And as we will see in the first mishnah of the next parak, amem beis and abeis, by din nefashis, even if they paskin that this person is guilty and the person is about to be killed, and one dayonim or a talmidim or anyone else comes up with the schos, then certainly we would overturn this din, and therefore certainly we can't say that we paskin properly, as certainly we could still overrule this. And the Gemara continues, Meisfeil asks you a question on the shita of Huna bar Menoach Mishpeid Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika, that the Brice is really referring to Kashdina, that the Meis of the Brice tells us Gadol Shabdianim Oimen is Dakan and Din, and Iyam Bishleim Chachab Dina Hayna Dama Gadol. So if this means that Bezdin actually said that they paskin properly, so it makes sense that the Gadol Shabdianim should be the one that's making the statement. However, the Gemara is Ali Amrit Kashdina Leisagid Leama Gadol Ksufi Yehud Kamichsof Nafshe. Doesn't make sense that the Gadol actually has to be the one that says that this din is a very difficult din, and as Taitz points out, being Yochel Lamed Love, and we don't understand how to paskin, and why would we embarrass the Gadol Shev Bezdin in such a manner? And the Gemara responds that in the Ina Kanami, it's better for the Gadol Shev Bezdin to embarrass himself, as in Daim Mispayish Me'atzmai Mispayish Me'achirim, as the bush that one receives when they're moided that they don't understand something, that is still certainly much less of an embarrassment than if someone gets up and says that we don't know the halacha, and even the Abbezdin did not know how to paskin. And as Rashi states, Ina Daima Toivu Loi Shehihu Mivayish Atzmai, Val Yoyim Echem Mechavir, Kashdina Vyispayish Me'achirim. And the Gemara now continues, Ikid Amri, that is another version where the question was just the opposite, as Iyam Bishleima Kashdina, Hano the Ina Daima Mispayish Me'atzmai, Mispayish Me'achirim. That's why the Godel Shabadiyonim has to make the statement, Ali Amit Rachamdina, Godel Ashpur. That how could it be that the Gadol is the one that would be Meshabeach his Bezdin and say how great they are that they were able to pass him properly? But the Paskin Mishlei states, Halel Chazar V'lei Picha Nachri V'Aspa Secha. And how could it be that the one that should say this is the Gadol Shabbatayonim? And the Gemara answers, Shani Milsa the Beidina, the Gadol Ramya. L'maisa, this is the job of the Gadol Shabbatayonim. He is the Abezdin, and he is the one that makes all statements, and he is the one that makes all announcements. And as we learned on Daf Chavta, has been a gay dinam mummies, government said Dava Hom Mechrisne son, then they bring the Bali Dinim into the Dintera and into the Bezdin, and Godel Shabadianim Omer, Ish playing at the Zakai, Ish playing at the Chayiv, Abezdin would make the announcement and he would say that you're Chayiv or you're Potter, and therefore we see that he's the one that makes all announcements, and that's why he would also say in his Dakin Adin, and as Rashi states, that Godel Ramya, Vafil Zorm Shel Shvach, who Imran, Hadla Chayabakin, Hadla Chayabakin, Hadla Chayabakin, and we continue at off Mem Beis and Beis, and we continue with the new parak and the new Mishnah. The Mishnah begins Nigmar Din. If they finish the Din and they paskin that the person is guilty, then if he's Chayiv Skila, they will take him outside of Bezin and they will give him Skila. Rashi points out, either the Skila Reisha the Kul Abomisais, whom a Farish Milu the Dabu Reisha, that since when the Mishnah Daf Mem Tesam and Beis speaks about Abomisais Bezin, we speak about Skila first. Therefore, our Mishnah discusses a case of Skila, the Had Mefar. And then at a later point, we will discuss each of the other Abba Mises Bezdin. And Yad Ramahu explained that since on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, in the only Mishnah in the previous parak, Mishnah discussed the Chakiris and Bedikais. The Mishnah mentioned if they're judging someone that's Oyver Avi Dezara, they would ask him as Mi Avad Uva Me Avad. Maisa, the Misa for Yochid that's Oyver Avi Dezara is Skila. Therefore, our Mishnah discusses someone that's Nigma Din Leskila. And the Chedush HaRan explains that the reason why we start with Skila is because Lefid Rabbanan Skila is most chamer, and even according to Reb Shimon that Sreif is more chamer, but Lemaisa there are more din that are relevant to Skila since Dinah Merubim, therefore we start with Skila. And Ayin Mefarshim who explain that the first time that the Torah mentions Misa is by Matan Torah, and the Pasuk says Saka Yisakal or Yari Yara, therefore our Mishnah begins with Skila. And others explain that since the Makar for the first din of the Mishnah of Maitzin Isa Lisaiklai, that they would actually take him out of Bezdin and they would actually take him Chutz L'Machna is learned from a din of Skila, therefore we begin with Skila. And our Mishnah teaches us based on Skila hay Chutz L'Bezdin Rachuk Me'Bezdin Shenema Hoitzes Mekalo, that for the Misa of Skila there was a place that was Mesugal and Miyuchid for Skila, which was outside of Bezdin and it was far away from Bezdin, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Emma Hoitzes Mekalo El Mechutz L'Machna, And Rashi states, Chusl Bezdin, Rachumi Bezdin Ktsa, Shinema Hoite, Almo Laba Mokum of Arkatlu. Lemaisa, the Rambam says that the Mokum for Skila and the Mokum for all Dalamis's Bezdin was 6 mil away from Bezdin. And the Mishnah continues, Echra Imel of Pesach Bezdin, that one person would stand right next to Bezdin, Vasudim Biodoi, and he will hold a flag in his hand, Vasus Rachum Menu, and there was a horse and a rider that was further away from him, Kadeshi Ro, and although it was far away from him, but he had to have a clear line of vision and be able to see the person that was sitting on the horse. The reason why they would have this is because that if one of the Dayanim or one of the Talmidim or anyone else would say that I have a way to find that this person is innocent, then even though that this person was already by the base of Skila, so the person that was standing next to the Bezdin would start waving the flag, and the Shliach who was sitting on top of the horse and was waiting for this sign would now gallop all the way to where they were going to give this person skila, and he would prevent them from giving the skila, and he would stop the execution. And the Mishnah continues that not only could a dayan or one of the talmidim or someone that was by Bezdin stop the process and be malamed tzchus, and even the guilty party that is about to be killed, he could also say that I have a way to find I'm innocent and I have a new taina, and if he said this, then they would stop the execution even 4 or 5 times, and even more than that, as long as he has some sort of a valid taina. In Rashi, and its mashman has to be one of the yonim, however, some agurius, and it could be anyone. That is the way other Rishonim explain our Gemara as well. And the Mishnah stated, and Rashi explains, that he would recognize the single, it's mashmor that they wouldn't bring the Baldin back to Bezdin, but Bezdin would now deliberate. However, Ayin Rambam, who clearly learns that we bring the Baldin back to Bezdin, and only at that point would Bezdin deliberate once again, and that would give this Baldin even more time in order for him to find his chos and in order to delay his execution. And our Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated, and Beis Haskila Hay Chutz LeBezdin, and the Gemara asked the Beis Haskila Chutz LeBezdin have Vesuloi, that are you telling me the Beis Haskila was only outside of Bezdin, but it wasn't out of all Shalosh Machnois, Vatanya Beis Haskila Hay Chutz LeShalosh Machnois, but we learned in the Braisa that the Beis Haskila was outside of all 3 Machnois, and for example, the Mishkan was Machna Shchina, then there was Machna Levia, and then there was Machna Yisrael, and therefore the interior had to take place outside of all 3 Machnois, and similarly, when we have a Beis HaMikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash itself is considered Machna Shchina, the Har Bayis is Machna Levia, and Yushalayim is Machna Yisrael, and L'chayu, the interior should have to be out of Yushalayim, and similarly Rashi points out, and therefore, if there's a Bezdin of Chaf Gimel that passes the Dinim Nefashos in a regular city, then the actual execution should occur outside of the city. It's not enough to just have the execution take place outside of Bezdin, and it has to be outside of the actual city. And the Gemara responds in Kidakamrit, V'hadik Tani Hachi Nafkamina Di Nafik Beidina V'yosef Chutzl Shol Shmachnois Avdina Beis Haskila Chutzl Bezin Yehechid Le Mischazi Bezin Reitzchen Inami Kehechid Tevle Atzala, that in a Chinami, certainly if Bezin is within a city, the Gemara Din has to occur outside of the city, as we just learned. However, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that even if Bezin was set up outside of a city, and one may think they can now go and do the actual Skila in Bezin itself, and there's no need to be outside of Bezdin, and therefore Mishnah teaches us that even so, the Beis Haskila had to be far away from Bezdin, and the Gemara gives us 2 reasons. Number one, Keichet L'Lishchazi Bezdin Reitzchen, as Rashi explains, the Gnaya Adova, as that would be a Gnaya for Bezdin to be considered a murderous Bezdin. And as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechtas Makos, Sanhedrin, Hariregas, Pamachas B'Sheva, that a Sanhedrin that kills once every Shemitah, Nikris Chavlonis, is called a Bezdin Chavlonis, the Kolshkin Amir, Karvon Mekoymon, certainly if they would kill the person right next to the Bezdin, even if it would be outside of the actual Bezdin, it would still be considered a place of Ibn Nefashos. The Gemara continued and gave another reason why Skila had to be far away from Bezdin. And as Rashi points out, as while they were traveling from Bezdin to the Makam HaSkila, there would be more time. And keep in mind, this Lashon of V'yachziru seems to be a reference to the Rambam that we actually bring this person back to Bezdin. Some are not curious the word v'yachziru. I in Taisis at the top of the Amid, Beis Eskila Hoise Chutzl Shalosh Machnais, and he brings down that every single city, that Beis Eskila was outside of the city, Vahayinu Meshum, Chol Yoros, and Makafis Chaimo, that any city that has walls around it, Yeshlin Din Machni Yisrael, has a Din of Machni Yisrael. It's Mashma that Taisis would hold that if there would be a very large city that's not Makafis Chaimo, and you would be able to go and be Machik to Beis Eskila 6 mil away from the Bezdin, then potentially you could even have a Beis Eskila within city limits, but Sarah Beer, and also Ayin Taisi Diva Masro, Kahirat Lelis Chazar Bezin Reitzrin, and Maidem Achikin Rokum Bezin Beis Eskila, Yav Taima Kedapirish Akuntris, Avachutzl Bezin Krokodarish Masisin Haitz Makalo, and Taisi explains that since the Mishnah already gave us a reason why Bezin had to have the Beis Eskila outside of Bezin at the Pasit State Haitz Makalo, therefore, our Gemara didn't have to give these reasons, and the only reason why Gemara brought these reasons in order to explain why Bezin had to make the Beis Eskila far away from Bezin and not right outside Bezin. And Taisa points out that although our Mishnah stated that we're machikin the Beis Eskila from Bezin, however, there are times when Mises Bezin was performed right outside of Bezin. And as Taisa brings that Naim Rasa She'ing Lo Pesach Beis Av, or Iva Avidazar Be'ish Ruben Achrim, that Zeklon Eisam Al Pesach Bezin, Shani Hostin Dechsiv Sharecha, that in those cases is different, as the Pasuk says, the word Sharecha, the Kim Dele Efshah Mekmin Rashah Bezin, Behaid Leal of Shani Skolim Hossam, and Taisa is bothered, so why don't we learn all other din in the skolim from the din of a yachid who's oiv avid zara, that is a requirement for sharecha, the dilma havel and nairim rasa of oiv avid zara, shnei ksum ha-ban ke-echad, v'oid ha-ksiv hoitze ke-tam masisin, and we also have the pasuk hoitze, which tells us they have to take a person away from Bezin, and therefore sharecha just tells us that in specific cases, skila was done right next to Bezin, and the Gemara continues, minani mili, and what is the makar that Mises Bezin has to be done, chutz l'gimel machnais. Before we continue with the braisa, let us begin with a small akdama, and as we already mentioned, Pashas Emor, after someone cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was Mevorach as Hashem, the Pasuk tells us, Haitzis HaMekalel Mechutz L'Machna V'Samchu Kol Hashem Yisidayim Al Reishai V'Ragmu Oisei Kol Ha'ida, and the Pasuk clearly states El Mechutz L'Machna. And similarly, we find in Pashas Vayikra, where the Torah speaks about the Par Kray Mashiach and the Par Helm Dov Shel Tziba. So the Torah teaches us that after we shech the Par Kray Mashiach and the Par Helm Dov Shel Tziba, so the Torah first tells us regarding the Par Kray Mashiach, Ahoiti is Kol Par El Mechutz L'Machna El Mokim Tar El Shefach Hadashen V'Sarif Oisei Al Eitzim Ba'esh El Shefach Hadashen Yisarif. Then regarding the Par Helm Dov Shel Tziba, the Pasuk tells us, Ahoiti is Par El Mechutz L'Machna V'Sarif Oisei Kasher Sarif Es Par Rishon Chatas Akolu. Finally, in Pashas Tzav, when the Torah speaks about removing the ashes from the Mizbeach and taking Mechutz L'Machna, so the Pasuk tells us, V'Pashas Begada V'Lovish Begada Machirim V'Ahoiti is Hadashen El Mechutz L'Machna El Mokim Tar. And based on this Akdama, let us see the Braisa at the Tanur Rabbanon, as we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk and Pashas Emma regarding the one that was Mevarech as Hashem states, Hoitzis and Makalim, Chutzl Machna, and Chutzl Gimel Machnais, the Braisa teaches us that this refers to removing him outside of all three Machnais. However, the Braisa is, Ataim, Chutzl Gimel Machnais, Oyein, El Chutzl Machna Achas. How do you know that we're referring to removing him outside all three Machnais and outside Machna Yisrael? Maybe since Moshe was judging him, and therefore this person was a Machna Leviya, so when the Torah says Hoitzis Mekal Mechutz L'Machna, it just means to remove him from Machna Leviya. And how do you know that we also remove him from Machna Yisrael? And the Gemara explains Nemar Kam Mechutz L'Machna V'Nemar Parman Nisrafim Mechutz L'Machna, that since regarding Mekalel, the Pasuk uses the term Mechutz L'Machna and B'negei the Parman Nisrafim, meaning the Par Kray Mashiach and the Par Hom Dov Shel Tziba, which was in Nisraf on the Mizbeach, and instead was taken out from Machna and burnt outside of Machna, and the Torah also uses the Lashon of Chutzl Machna, so Malalon Chutzl Shalosh Machnais, Afkan Chutzl Shalosh Machnais, and just like B'negei Par Kray Mashiach and Par Hom Dov Shel Tziba, it's taken out of all three Machnais, so therefore the Mekal was also killed outside three Machnais. The Gemara continues that it's very nice to have a Gzeir Shava, but V'hasam in Olon, and what is the Makar that the Par Kray Mashiach and the Par Hom Dov Shel Tziba were actually burnt outside of all three Machnais? And the Gemara explains the Tanur Rabbanan that this is based on another Braisa, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, B'negei the Par Kray Mashiach, V'hoitzi is Kol HaPar El Mechutz L'Machna, and the Braisa teaches us Chutzl Shalosh Machnais, that means that we burn the Par outside all three Machnais, and it has to be burnt outside Machna Yisrael. And once again, this Braisa is bothered, Ata'im Chutzl Shalosh Machnais, Ayin El Chutzl Machna Achas, that how do you know it's burnt outside all three Machnais? But maybe the Kray Mashiach was not burnt on a Mizbeach, and therefore wasn't burnt in Machna Shchina, and instead you would have to burn the Par Kray Mashiach on the Har Bayis or in Machna where the Gemara explains, that since a few psukim later, when the Torah is speaking about the parham davar shel tzibah, the Torah reiterates that the parham davar shel tzibah has to be burnt mechutz l'machna, she'ein tamal lemar, and this pasuk is not necessary, she'ari kvar nemar, v'sarav oisek, ashesarav esapar rishayin, as the pasuk tells us that the parham davar shel tzibah should be burnt in the same manner that you burnt the parakhoi Mashiach, and already stated that has to be chutz l'machna, and therefore, since the Torah repeats itself and states regarding the parham davar shel tzibah that should be burnt mechutz l'machna, so litin loy machna shineya, so it's telling us that we have to remove it from a second machna, and not only do you have to burn it outside machna shchina, but it also has to be burned outside machna leviyah. And the Gemara continues, zechushuimel mechutz l'machna b'deshin she'in tamulema shuikvan nema shefcha deshin yisarev litin loy machna shlishis. Since in Pashat Tzav regarding the trumas hadeshin, there was no need for the Torah to tell us that the trumas hadeshin has to be placed mechutz l'machna, as we already saw by the parakayim Mashiach that the pasuk states before us. Al shefach hadeshin yisarev, that the parakayim Mashiach should be burnt in the same place as the trumas hadeshin. The words that the Torah states in Pashat Tzav of the hoitzis hadeshin al mechutz l'machna are extra, and therefore lit l'machna shlishis, that teaches us that not only do you have to remove these items from machna shkina and machna leviyah, but they also have to be removed from machna yisrael. And as we already mentioned, that is gzeir shava between the skila of the person that was mekalas Hashem and mevarachas Hashem and the parakayim Mashiach. And since we just learned that the parakayim Mashiach has to be burnt, mechutz l'shalosh shmachnais, so the same din applies to skila, and skila must be done chutz l'shalosh shmachnais. The Gemara continues that you wanted to compare the din of skila to the din of parakayim Mashiach based on gzeir shava, since they both use the word mechutz l'machna. But the Gemara will now ask that we also find the term mechutz l'machna when the Torah speaks about shchut echutz, and the issa of shchut echutz is even if someone shechts a korban that's roy for the mizbeach and he slaughters the animal outside of one machna, and even if he slaughters it in machna levia, and as long as he didn't slaughter it in machna shchina, then he'd be over on this issa. And the psukim in Pashas Achrimay state ish ish min beis Yisrael v'chulu ashi yishchat mechutz l'machna, and the next pasuk states al pesach ha'humayid lo yaviu l'hakriv korban l'ashem, and once again the pasuk mentioned mechutz l'machna, and therefore Agamor continues and asks for leiluf bishut l'chutz ma'alon chutz l'machna achas afkan chutz l'machna achas, that just like over there the issa applies if you shecht the animal out of one machna, so maybe the din of Mises Bezdin has to be outside of one machna. And how do you know that Mises Bezdin has to be outside three machnas? And we will read the Gemara very quickly, and then we'll get back and explain each point. And the Gemara first states Mistavra me permanent rafim have a little melef, that it's Mistavra that we learned the din of Skila and the din of Dala Mises from the din of permanent rafim, as there are four similarities shekein hoitze el mechutzel machna machshe umechaper. However, the Gemara continues Adirabo that punfakert mishchut echutz have a little melef, that we should learn the din of Skila and the Abba Mises Bezdin from shchut echutz shekein odom choyti bin shoma pigol, that Abba Mises Bezdin and shchut echutz actually share four similar characteristics as well. And the Gemara responds machshe machshe odovle, that ultimately since when we give Skila to a person or we give him one of the Abba Mises Bezdin, he receives a kapara, and we bring down parham davar shel tzibah or the parakayim Mashiach, the kohen or the tzibah receives a kapara. Therefore it makes more sense to compare them to each other, and since the burning of the parakayim Mashiach has to be outside of three machnais, so the same applies to Mises Bezdin. And now that we've learned the Gemara, let us go back and explain the similarities between parham davar shel tzibah and Mises Bezdin, and also the similarities between shchut echutz and Mises Bezdin. And let us see Rashi four lines from the wide lines of Rashi dealing with maskel shekein hoitze el mechutz machshel mechaper simon hu, that is a simon shedayim mekalul parim nisrafim bechol ela v'loy l'shchut echutz. And the first one is hoitze the mekalul parim nemoitza, and add the pasuk states hoitze is a mekalul, and the pasuk b'negei the parakayim Mashiach states v'hoitze is kol apar, and similarly b'negei the parim dolo shel tzibah the pasuk states v'hoitze is apar. However, by shchut echutz the pasuk doesn't mention the loshon hoitza. And number two, b'negei shchut echutz the pasuk just states mechutz l'machna and doesn't state el mechutz l'machna, masha inking by the parim dolo shel tzibah and the parakayim Mashiach as well as the mekalul, the pasuk uses the term el mechutz l'machna. Rashi continues that the third similarity is hechsher, and as Rashi states mechutz l'machna om b'shtem hechsher mitzvos mekach, is by taking the pura outside of the machna is now hechsher for sreifa, and by taking a person outside of the machna the person is now hechsher for mises bezdin. However, mechutz l'machna om b'shchut echutz in hechsherin el averi, that is not actually regarding hechsher, but it's actually a psul and it's actually an issa. And finally, the fourth similarity is u'mekalul parim mechapritzason, that by the geir mekalel and by the geir permanent srafim, when they go outside the machna, you burn the par, or you give Mises Bezdin to the mekalel, then they receive a kapara. But the opposite applies to shutri chutz, that by shechting an animal outside of the machna, you are actually not receiving kapara, but you're receiving a chet. And l'chayr, based on the way that we just explained the Gemara, the third and fourth similarities between parim and mekalel seem to be very similar. And ayin di adrama, that learns the third point a bit differently, ayin shum. The Gemara then stated that adrabba, that the din of the mekalel and the din of skila has four similarities to shutri chutz as well. And as the Gemara explained, shekein adam choyte b'disham and pigol. And Rashi explains, shekein adam mechutzl machton mekalel ba'adam ksiv v'chein am b'shutri chutz ha'adam ha'shechekai. That's going on a person that shechs an animal shlo yishkat mechutzl machta or mechutzl machta om parim ha'parkoy v'lava adam. However, the mention of mechutzl machta b'degei the par is telling us that the par has to be mechutzl machta when you burn the par, and it's not referring to an adam like siv yetsay elav ha'chitzis kol par mechutzl machta. And the second similarity is choyte, that mekal choyte hu, that a person's mevorach is Hashem is choyte, v'sheichei chutz choyte, and the one that is sheichei chutz is also choyte, lafuke par laf choyte hu, and the par did not do any chayt. The third similarity is b'neshama, as mechutzl machna shel shnei, and mitil neshama nama, zen nisko v'zeh sheichet, av a par shachar v'omed, but the par kriyim mashiach, and the par hamdavi shel tziba, was already shechted in the base of Mikdash, and at this point, we're just burning the par outside of the machna. And Rashi continues, by someone that's sheichet chutz, because he'll be chayiv karis, and similarly, mekalel is chayiv misa and is chayiv skila. However, there is no misa that's relevant to par koyim mashiach or par hamdav shel tzibar. Finally, the fourth similarity between shkutei chutz and between someone that will be killed because he cursed Hashem, the absence of the ability to have pigol, as mechutz l'machta the shkutei chutz or mekalel yat meitzi pigol al yad. And even though generally when we find the term pigol in the Gemara, we're generally referring to machsheves chutzlus manoi. And as we explained, the Gemara responded, machshe odufle lemelef, that when comparing two items, the one that comes closest to comparison is being a machsher. And as Rashi explains, that the term chutzl machna that states b'negei the mekalel and b'negei the par kriy mashiach hachi kriy vasoi, the Torah is telling us that this is your chiyuv and your obligation, and v'ruin lumay zamizah, and therefore it makes sense to learn one from the other v'loy mechutzl machna the shchut echutz, and doesn't make sense to learn the din of mekalel from the din of shchut echutz yehu shalei kedas uchemitzvah, that the Torah is telling us that that's not the proper way to do something, and it's actually teaching us something that's not kemitzvah soi, and we will stop over here.